Welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society, Ontario's premier no-kill shelter.
My society.
My society.
Burlington Humane is my society.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. My name's Doug, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Burlington, Ontario. On this episode of Burlington Humane, we will learn what to do if your pet gets lost with Kimberly Richards, one of our adoption counselors here at Burlington Humane. We will have another episode of Happy Tales and hear about how special senior pets and pets with special needs can be, and we'll hear all the latest news and events. So stay with us for this and much more on Burlington Humane. If your pet has ever been lost, you know how panicky the situation can be. What do you do? Where do you go? I talked with our adoption counselor, Kimberly Richards, about what pet owners can do if their pet ever gets lost. I'm here with Kimberly Richards, who is one of our adoption counselors. Welcome, Kimberly, to Burlington Humane.
Hi, everybody.
So today we're talking about lost pets. And here at Burlington Humane, we get a lot of calls about pets that are lost. If somebody loses a pet, what can they do?
There are a few things that I would recommend. And it depends on the timeline as well. So when your pet first goes missing, it's important to start scanning your neighborhood. You might knock on doors, check with neighbors. You might even ask them if you could look in their backyard or if they could look in their backyard for you. Cats often try and find a nice secure place to hide when they're scared. So they might be underneath a shed or in the back garden underneath a bush. So having your neighbors kind of keeping an eye out for you is great. I would start making posters. A great resource is Helping Lost Pets, and that's www.helpinglostpets.com. They auto-generate a poster for you, and a notification gets sent out to all area humane societies and animal shelters and people who have signed up for the notification.
So that's a one-stop shopping.
Exactly. So they'll be aware that your pet's gone missing, and it's a great resource. If it's a cat that's gone missing, I also recommend putting their litter box outside on the porch.
Oh, really?
It sounds strange, but the smell can actually encourage them to come back home because it's so familiar. A lot of indoor cats, when they get placed in an outdoor situation, they are just so panicked that they wouldn't even approach you if they saw you because they're so scared. So having that scent to try and lead them back home can really help.
So if you have an indoor cat, it's not wise at all to just occasionally let them out.
I wouldn't
recommend it. Indoor
cats
need to stay indoors. All cats need to stay indoors, really.
Preferably, that's kind of where we feel at Burlington Humane, that cats should be inside unless, supervised in a catio or something like that where they're really secure. Because even an outdoor cat who goes outside all the time can become lost. If they get displaced, they can go into the same kind of panic that an indoor cat would. So for example, if they're walking their neighborhood, they feel all comfortable, and then suddenly a dog jumps out at them and starts barking, or they get startled by something, they can actually end up in a different neighborhood and not know how to get home. So even outdoor cats can get lost.
And if a cat is lost, they can phone here at the Burlington Humane Society and report the lost cat, so that if somebody reports a found cat, we can see if we can match them up.
We love making matches. Our receptionist would be happy to help anyone who has a lost or found pet take in a report, and we can also advise you about helping lost pets and any of those kind of resources.
Great.
Another thing you could try, I haven't done this myself, but I've heard that sometimes a lost cat might come home at night and then you're not aware that they're home. So you can actually use a baby monitor outside and you'll hear them meowing, and you might be able to catch them that way to just let them back inside.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because cats are nocturnal.
Exactly.
So yeah, they'd be busier at night.
Yeah. So that's kind of, those are the core things to do, you know, when your pet first goes missing, first day or so, you know, get those posters distributed to veterinary clinics, community boards, grocery stores, mm-hmm. pet stores, all the humane societies, that kind of thing.
Do you know how long the average a cat is usually missing for? Like after a week, do we give up? That's it?
Definitely not.
No.
It can, you know, on average, it takes about 3 weeks for a cat to come back home.
Really?
So that
three
means
weeks?
It could be even longer.
Wow.
Yeah, so I definitely don't recommend giving up. You know, you want your cat home and just keep trying because it's possible they're just hiding out in your neighborhood. Maybe a kind neighbor's taken them in because they think they're a stray kitty.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have ended up in a humane society, so it's good to call around. But they could even just be outside for all 3 of those weeks and nobody's even seen them.
So keep the faith.
Definitely keep the faith because you definitely want your kitty back home. A few days to a week after the cat's gone missing, I would, you know, check in with all of the places you've posted, your online listings, any posters you put up, make sure they're up to date. And I've also tried this with my own cat who went missing for 3 weeks with great success. We put up huge neon poster boards, said lost white cat with our phone number, and we staked them around the neighborhood and local businesses who let us put them up.
Oh,
it was
wow.
a huge sign, and I got so many phone calls and tips about sightings of our cat, so I knew that she was still alive and well, which was really reassuring, and it helped us kind of narrow down where she was.
And that would be really good too, because I know in some municipalities they don't allow you to tape or staple up notices on telephone poles or or other signs.
And with telephone poles, I mean, people driving by, it's just too small to really see. You're really only reaching the walking traffic.
Yep.
So if you're trying to reach cars, then these neon poster boards are great. You can also just put one right in your front yard. So that way all your neighbors know that your cat is missing. And if they see, they're like, oh, I know whose house that cat
belongs
to.
What a great tip.
And then, you know, if it's been a few weeks, I also recommend making a Facebook page. Say, I did this with my cat. Social media, get the word out. You can say, you know, any specific markings or something to distinguish. You know, I did lost white cat in Muskoka. It was when we were at my cottage. So I made this Facebook page and I shared it with all my friends, but I also kind of linked in businesses I knew in the area so that all of them knew that this was my cat, they were missing, and they also shared the post with their followers. So it just got the word out.
Wow.
And everyone in the area knew my cat was missing. So it was great.
And that's what you want.
Exactly.
You want as many people to know as possible.
Because you don't want someone seeing that cat and saying, oh, it's just an outdoor cat, or oh, it's fine. You want someone to know that, you know, they're looking for their cat and they would like them back.
Good.
Yeah.
Is there anything we can do to, as a precaution, you know, even before your cat goes missing, so that if it does go missing, we're prepared?
So there's a few things I'd recommend. First is keeping them inside as much as possible.
Yes.
The second is to make sure that they're microchipped.
Yes. And here at Burlington Humane, we have a microchip clinic a couple times a year where people can come and get their pet microchipped. And of course, they can also get it done at their veterinarian's office as well.
Definitely. And the microchip is a painless way for your cat to be permanently identified. They don't need to wear a collar to have this chip. And that if someone finds your cat, they can take them to any veterinary clinic, a lot of humane societies, and get them scanned and just see, you know, if there's a microchip there.
You wonder why people don't do that.
I mean, I guess, you know, there could be a cost prohibitive thing with that, but
and that's why we have our microchip clinic.
It's
because you know, for $25 you can get your pet microchip and you know that it's identifiable for the rest of its life.
It's a great piece of mind.
A worthy investment for sure.
I think so. Definitely. And then, I mean, the only other thing I would recommend is that through helpinglostpets.com, you can actually pre-register your pets on the website. So that as soon as they go missing, all the information is already there and you just say, you switch their status to lost and it automatically generates the poster. So
and that's a Canadian site?
It's actually for all of North America.
All of North America?
It is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Great. Great. Well, that's wonderful tips. Yes. Information we can definitely use. Well, thank you so much, Kimberly, for joining us here on Burlington Humane.
You're welcome. It's so nice to be here.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There are lots of things that you can do if your pet gets lost. Of course, prevention is the best course of action. Be sure to always ensure your pet has a microchip, a collar, and tags. We want every pet to return to their owners as soon as possible.
Love the Animals Lottery is back with a grand prize of $3,000. Daily prizes of $100 will be drawn each day in January with our $3,000 grand prize drawn on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. Tickets are $5 each or 5 for $20. Each ticket can win up to 32 times, but there are a limited number of tickets, so get yours today. Tickets are available on our website or at Burlington Humane. All proceeds go toward our animals. So if you love animals, get your tickets to Love the Animals Lottery.
Received a letter from one of our adopters who adopted a couple of our senior and special needs cats and talks about the joy that these cats have brought her. Dear Burlington Humane, 3 years ago, I came to your lovely shelter after I lost my beloved cat, Samantha, after 21 years. I'd heard about a cat named Callie and immediately knew she was coming home with me. I then asked who the second most unadoptable cat was and was introduced to Norman. Callie and Norman were the perfect match. Callie was sassy and Norman was so easygoing. A match made in heaven, and I fell in love with both immediately. When I brought them home, I promised them that they would have a very loving home where they could feel safe. I told them I wanted to make their senior years the best they ever had. I promised to take care of their health and do anything to keep them healthy. But I also promised that I would never let them suffer if their health took a turn for the worse. Both Callie and Norman had their share of serious health issues. Callie had a liver biopsy in 2017, and she was diagnosed with liver disease, and we wanted to ensure there was no cancer. Thankfully, there was none, and we've been treating the liver disease. And Callie is doing okay for now with medication and sub-Q fluids I administer. Then, more recently in July, she developed glaucoma and she was in excruciating pain, so I made the decision to have her eyes removed. She's adapted well to her blindness and we can learn a lot from animals in how they cope and adjust. I'm so proud of her. In early 2017, I noticed some changes in Norman and took him to the vet to get checked out. He was diagnosed with stage 3 kidney failure, and he went on fluids immediately in addition to medication. I knew a lot about the kidneys because my Samantha had kidney disease as well. I administered sub-Q fluids to him 4 times per week, and he and Callie were at the vet bi-weekly for blood work and blood pressure readings to ensure everyone's levels were stable. Callie's eye surgery was in early August, and a few days after her surgery, Norman began to have some labored breathing. He was diagnosed with congenital heart failure. Treating the kidneys and the heart was challenging because treating the liver by fluids damaged the heart because his chest cavity filled with fluids. And treating the heart meant we could not give him fluids. We tried everything and varied the dose of the medication and fluids to see if we could find a happy medium. Eventually, we had to stop the fluids because he had to have his chest drained 3 times in 4 weeks. He was a fighter, and even the vet was amazed at how well he handled all the procedures and the fact that he still had his appetite. But the periods of draining fluids from his chest became shorter and shorter, and my beautiful boy was uncomfortable and his breathing was getting worse. My heart broke into pieces as I knew that I would have to honor the promise I made to Norman 3 years ago. I loved him so much, but I had to do what was right for him. He passed away in my arms on Monday, August 13th at 9:15 a.m. A piece of me died with him, and there is a huge hole in my heart. Callie lost her sight and her best friend. She tries to find him and sits by where his litter box was. We are both pretty lost right now. I had Norman cremated, and he is now back home with us. Norman was so special and so loving, and we miss him so much. Norman, I will love you forever, plus a day. I wanted to send you something to remember him by, so I had a card made up in his memory. Thank you for giving me such wonderful senior cats that saved me as much as I saved them. I encourage anyone and everyone who comes to your shelter to give the special need or senior pets a forever home. All animals need forever homes, but more often than not, the ones that require more medical attention or are older sadly get overlooked. The greatest gift that anyone can give a special senior is by opening up their hearts and homes to them. Thank you for all the wonderful work you do, and thank you for entrusting me with Callie and Norman. They were both gifts from heaven.
Are you looking for good quality items at an affordable cost? Do you want to purchase to make a difference? Then come to The Loft and The Attic, Burlington Humane Society secondhand stores. We offer gentle use items at unbelievable prices, and 100% of the proceeds goes to helping the animals at the Burlington Humane Society. The Loft is located at the Burlington Humane Society at 740 Griffith Court, and The Attic is located right downtown at 479 John Street. And if you have gentle use items that you would like to donate, we take glass, china, clothes, books, and many other items. Our secondhand stores are run completely by volunteers, which may be another way that you can help. For complete information about The Loft and The Attic, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. Come visit us at the Loft and Attic to purchase your secondhand items and make a difference to the animals at Burlington Humane.
Welcome to Burlington Humane's News and Events.
Love the Animals Lottery is back again this year with over 32 chances to win. There will be a draw for $100 every day between January 1st and 30th, with our grand prize draw of $3,000 on January 31st. There will even be an early bird draw of $500 on December 21st. You can get your tickets online or at Burlington Humane. Tickets are $5 each or $5 for $20. Be sure to get your tickets and show how much you love the animals. Love the Animals Lottery. Get your tickets now.
Start the year off right with our 2019 Burlington Humane Wall Calendar. They are perfect for your home or office and make great gifts for the animal lovers in your life. Each month features one of our animals that have been adopted. Each calendar is $20 and is available at Burlington Humane. Available now, 2019 Burlington Humane Calendars.
Santa is coming to Burlington Humane. This is your chance to get your picture taken with Kris Kringle himself. He will be at Burlington Humane on Saturday, November 10th, Saturday, November 17th, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m., and Thursday, November 29th, between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Call Burlington Humane to book your appointment. He will also be at Wren's Pets, 2424 Queensway Drive in Burlington, on Saturday, November 24th and Saturday, December 1st, between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. This will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Start your Christmas season off right. Santa pictures.
Join us at Burlington Humane on Saturday, December 8th for our Christmas open house between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. This will be a chance to visit with our animals, buy Christmas treats at our bake sale, and bid on some silent auction items. Start the holiday season off right on Saturday, December 8th at our Christmas open house.
Professional activity days are coming to Burlington Humane. Available dates include November 23rd, April 12th, and June 7th. These are perfect for children aged 6 to 8 years of age who want to learn about how to take care of cats and dogs. Space is limited, so sign up today. Burlington Humane's Professional Activity Days.
Do you love to walk your dog, but wish you had companions to join you? Burlington Humane has a dog walking group. Come out and join other dog walkers as we walk together. It runs every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m. We will meet at Lions Park at the corner of Pearl Street and James Street. Please make sure your dog is comfortable with other dogs, is updated on all its vaccinations, you have a regular non-retractable leash, and have poop bags. Join the Burlington Humane Dog Walking Group every Sunday, 9:30 a.m. at Lions Park.
To find the latest information about events, ways to make a donation, the animals that are up for adoption, and much more, visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to stay in touch and up to date with Burlington Humane.
Well, that's it for this episode of Burlington Humane, the podcast of the Burlington Humane Society. I want to thank our guest, Kimberly Richards, for all her great advice. And our hearts go out to all the loving owners of senior pets and pets with special needs. If you have a great story about your special pet, send it along. We would love to share it. Be sure to subscribe to Burlington Humane on iTunes. We are located at 740 Griffith Court in Burlington, Ontario. You can visit our website at www.burlingtonhumane.ca or give us a call at 905-637-7325. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Thank you for joining us. My name is Doug. We'll see you next time on Burlington Humane. Bye-bye.
My society. My society. Burlington Humane is my society.